Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Is a time the guards were armed with tasers. Gardaí are to discuss issues around the provision of tasers for all frontline members at the annual conference of the union representing on the ground officers. And the Garda Representative Association, the GRA, delegates will meet today and tomorrow at the Castle Court Hotel in Westport in County Mayo. And the GRA will discuss making tasers available to all frontline members of An Garda Síochána Síochána in a direct response, by the way, to the dangers they face on a daily basis. And there's no doubt, by the way, they face dangers on a daily basis. I wouldn't be a guard for all the money in the world. I'm not putting my life in danger for anybody. I'm sorry. Call me a coward if you want. I'm not doing it. So fair play to the guards. I think they should be paid better for what they do. But anyway, tasers are currently only available to specialist units such as the Emergency Response Unit, Armed Support Units and the Special Detective Unit. But the GRA President, Frank Thornton, said tasers are a less lethal option and they will assist us when we are dealing with a violent or aggressive person. They do reduce the risk of injury to members. With the incapacitation spray and the baton, we would need to be a lot closer to violent and aggressive people, where with tasers, we could keep a safe distance, which will help the Garda members, according to Mr. Thornton. And the GRA reported in recent figures that in the last 2 years, 466 Gardaí were injured after being physically attacked on duty. That's not good enough, is it? Last year saw 243 assaults on Garda in 2021, up from 223 in the previous year. So today I want to know, would you have an issue with An Garda Síochána frontline members, every single one of them, having a taser in his pocket or her pocket to protect themselves on the street? The taser looks like a Glock pistol. I'm sure you've seen them. It looks like a gun and works by firing two kind of live wires with two little points on it, charged with 50,000 volts, each topped with these little barbed darts. And when these darts kind of stick into your skin, they create, I suppose, a charged circuit causing all your muscles to contract at the same time. And you go, and you fall on the ground. Now, the danger, of course, of using tasers is if that somebody has a heart condition, it is quite possible to kill somebody. Now, it is rare. It does happen quite rarely, but it has happened. And also the other danger is when all the muscles contract on the body, and you may have seen some of the videos online of them doing it in America, that if somebody falls, they fall to the ground without even putting their hands out to stop themselves, and they can bang their head and die. So there is a danger to using tasers. The subjects are unable to control any of their bodies when they fall to the floor. For the police, the advantage of the taser, of course, is they can reach a person 21 feet away, so they don't have to get too close, and it produces immediate incapacitation. Although they are deemed non-lethal, in the UK alone, there have been at least 18 fatalities linked to the use of tasers since their introduction in 2003. That's 18 people who would have been alive. Now, your argument probably is, well, hold on, you know, there were 18 people who committed crimes, so do we care that much? I think we should care, because everybody has rights too, and some of those people may have been innocent. There is a concern that by giving the guard a taser, they will be used at the first sight of trouble instead of the device being used as a last resort. So would you trust the guard of Síochána to use them correctly? So that really when it comes down to your faith in the frontline members of An Garda Síochána, the men and women with the hats on who are out there stopping you for speeding or whatever it happens to be, or stopping you on the street. Would you have faith in them to use a taser responsibly? Because that's what it comes down to, using it responsibly as a last resort. Or would it be just used to incapacitate anybody who they felt was a threat? The number is 087-188-0008. And I want to know, would you have an issue with An Garda Síochána, all their members, being given tasers? Yes, you would have an issue. Or no, absolutely not. No, they're perfectly good at what they do. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. Send us a voicemail, by the way, on WhatsApp if you want, by pressing that little microphone on the WhatsApp machine there on your phone. All right, Lisa, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Good, Lisa. Now, you're first out of the traps here. would you have an issue? You clearly do have an issue, do you?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't agree with that at all, Niall. I think it'd be far too open to misuse. I think, where do you draw the line? A lot of the time, first responders, ambulance and fire services sometimes arrive before Gardaí ever do. We all know that they've been open to attack from scumbags, do you know what I mean, when they're trying to do their job. So if that's the case, should they have tasers? Do you know what
I mean? Probably an argument that maybe they should, but go on, yeah.
Gardaí have buttons, do you know what I mean? And I think that the Garda Commissioner and the whole system would be better employed to up the fitness level of the Gardaí, both for their mind and their body. I've seen Gardaí try to run after criminals in town and they couldn't run for a bus, do you know?
There was, I remember the chief inspector in the UK at one stage said he was going to sack Garda or police officers at the time, constables, who didn't get fit because he said too many of them were unfit. It is a job where you must remain fit. And I'm not going to disagree with you. There are some Gardaí that I've seen that are unfit to be Garda Síochána.
I'm not saying that disrespectfully, Niall.
No, I know. I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
and I understand there's a great pressure with the job.
No, it's not personal, but the job you should be fit.
For their own sake. For their own sake, they should be fit and they should be encouraged to be fit and to be able to run. And I think if a member of an Garda Síochána, whether it's female or male, if they're, you know, mentally well, because, I mean, it carries that burden too, that job, mentally and physically well, that they'll react quicker. Do you know what I mean?
It reminds me of a funny story, and I'm certain I shouldn't light the mood on this, but many, many years ago, when I was living in Swords, there was a green across the road from where I lived, and there was some, let's just say, antisocial behaviour on the green from young people. So I rang the guards, the local guards, and I said, can you send somebody up? And I said, they're out there drinking cans of beer in the middle of the field, blah, 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 blah. And no sign of anybody, so I rang them again. Eventually, they sent this fella up in the Garda car, and I was looking out the window, as you do, to see. And he arrived on his own in the Garda car, got out of the car, and he had a mug of tea and a donut in his hand. Well, it looked like a donut or something he was eating, anyway. And a mug of tea. And he looked, had a quick look. Now, they were gone at the stage. And he had a quick look around. I have to say, he wasn't the healthiest looking fella in the world. But he literally had drove up with a mug of tea in his hand.
Imagine, like, seriously, in that. But that's what I'm saying. Like.
Oh, but look, I don't want to say that's typical of a Garda Síochána, because it's not. He was probably an older fella. Anyway, but getting back to the tasers. What you're kind of suggesting is you don't kind of trust them with them.
No, I wouldn't trust them with them. I think that, for the vast majority would do it responsibly, but no. Which we all know there's, you know, elements of corruption within on Garda Síochána, so it's not a chance you can take, and not especially when people's actual lives are on the line. What I mean, you know, you can have an innocent bystander getting tasered out of it, and as you said, someone with a heart condition hits the deck, or someone hits the deck and ends up with a brain injury, and that's catastrophic, do you know what I mean? And it is so open to misuse. I think that a lot of them would be absolutely trigger happy with that. Don't get me wrong, Niall, I've walked through Temple Bar at night or down along the boardwalk, and you'd love a taser yourself. Do you know what I mean? Or something. You would. You can understand why they'd want them, but I genuinely don't think that they should.
Remember this story going back a couple of months ago there, that a guy was brought to court. Now, this is a guy who went on the rampage in Donegal. And I'm looking at the story here, actually. Man who went on shooting rampage in Donegal, jailed for 8 years. So this guy lost the run of himself, got a gun, and decided to walk down the street shooting at civilians and shooting at an Garda Síochána. But the first responders were two guards, unarmed. This guy could have killed innocent people. Thankfully, he didn't. But he could have killed innocent people, because clearly he lost the plot completely and just started shooting randomly at people, right?
Yeah.
But in that case, when two guards arrive and all they have is a hand with a bit of skin on it and a stick in their nightstick in their hand, they're not much use to get somebody who might be armed, for example, but at least with a taser, I'm just giving you the argument for them, they could be 21 feet away from them and maybe, you know, disarm them with them. I don't know.
Well, that's more about, you know, not sufficient amount of Gardaí patrolling the streets, Niall. And, I mean, we do have an armed response unit. You know, we do have armed.
Yeah, but they can't be everywhere.
They can't be everywhere, but that should be an availability. Again, guards are going around, and they are. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible job. I would hate anyone belonging to me to be a member of an Garda Síochána. It's not safe. Then there's the other side of it, that they do know what job they're entering into when they.
Yeah, I know. You know what you're signing up for. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, we have armed response units to deal with that, and two guards unarmed should not be sent to respond.
But they generally are. When you have a disturbance in an area and people don't know exactly what's going on and the shots are fired, the first thing you do is call 999. The call goes out. Whoever the local Garda station is, they're going to be the first to respond. Now, obviously, the special response unit will be contacted, you know, or the armed response unit if somebody has a gun. But by the time they get there, for example, if you're in rural Ireland or Donegal, for that matter, you're not going to have local special response unit. They're going to be coming from, you know, a city far away. So it could take them a half an hour to get there.
But I mean, Niall, even with that lunatic in Donegal, right, if Gardaí were armed with taser guns, you know, you don't know that he's not going to see the taser gun and react and blow the head off the guard. Like, there needs to be room for manoeuvring.
Okay. I know, I'm just getting the impression, and I'm not having a go at you, but I'm getting the impression you just don't trust them with them.
No, I don't.
You don't trust them to use them responsibly?
No, not all of them, as I said. You know.
So you think they'll just use it indiscriminately?
Yeah, and then we'll have bouncers wanting them and should have, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
to learn the whole other.
Well, that's what they do in America, by the way. You'll have, you know, security and shopping centres and everything have them. You know, they have tasers, you know, because everybody can get a licence to use them if you're in any kind of security game whatsoever, which I don't necessarily agree with either.
But obviously, it's not a deterrent, you know, because, we only need to look at statistics and the crime rates in America. You know, it's not a deterrent. Probably a safety. Yeah, you know, Garda obviously is going to feel safer armed with a taser, but I do think that definitely more resources should be put into their mental well-being and their physical. You know, they should be actively encouraged to keep themselves as fit and strong as they can. Some of them, it's like a Benny Hill show. You know, they can't run. I've seen them, and again, I'm not being personal, but they can't run after a criminal. So they're not going to be able to react as quickly as they should with the only thing they have, a baton. Do you know?
Yeah. Let's stay there for a second. Let me go to Liz. Liz, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Liz?
Hi, I know.
You know, I don't know. A lot of people are happy about it. And they say, yeah, it's a good idea because we've got, unfortunately, you know, Ireland is a little bit more dangerous now than it would have been a few years ago. But others are saying, absolutely not. I don't trust them. They'll use it indiscriminately and they won't be responsible about it.
And that was something I put in my text. It is a sad situation because I don't think a baton is sufficient for any Garda. I do think they need more protection. But I'm from Ballymun, so I've seen the good and the bad of the guards, and I wouldn't trust some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only way, like, there's something, whether it's tasers or any other arm, I really do think that they need to bring in that cameras need to be worn, that the guards need to wear cameras, and that way then, like, the ones I wouldn't trust, I might have more trust in them if they had a camera on them.
So then at least they're answerable.
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, that has been a suggestion as well in the past. I know there's GDPR issues in relation to this, but that has been a suggestion in the past. I think the Special Response Unit do have cameras, by the way.
Yeah.
But they all should. I mean, for example, in Northern Ireland and the UK, of course, all the police, I was going to say the RUC, the PSNI, wear cameras. They have a body cam.
Yeah, and I think arming the guards, I think to make it viable, they'd have to do that.
Yeah,
because
okay.
That way then they're answerable. Because we do know there's corruption in the guards. And so you just, even though they're answerable at the moment to the ombudsman, it doesn't happen an awful lot. So, like, I think if they wore body cameras, that way then...
They would think twice about using it in the wrong time and place.
Yeah, using it indiscriminately. Because, as I said, I've seen the good and the bad of the guards.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen it
too.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. I've absolutely been on the receiving end of it at one point. But I have seen it. And there are guards out there. Look, I want to be fair to the guards. The majority of guards out there do a good job. But
they're grand.
Yeah, but there are some agents.
The majority of them I trust. But it's the ones that I wouldn't trust. I'd feel more comfortable if they had something like a camera, a body camera, that would make them answerable. And they might not use it as indiscriminately as I think they would.
Lisa, would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. That, you know, a camera there would, you know, make them mindful. But I don't know. It's a good idea. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that kind of, it does away with our argument, or your argument and mine as well, to some degree, that it's not going to be used irresponsibly. Because if you're wearing a body cam and you're answerable for how you use it, well, then you're not going to use it just on every, you know, Mary and Jack out there who cause a few problems.
No. I don't see why there would be an issue with that. I don't think, you know, the guards would have an issue with it. I mean, you have, you know, when your NCT is done now, the people doing your NCT have to wear a camera. I don't know if you're aware of that now.
Do they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, that was introduced about a year ago.
They wear body cams?
They've a body cam doing your NCT.
Why?
New rules brought in. I suppose it's to stop them, you know, overlooking things and you know, any business of taking a few bob out of the glove box and off you go.
the old 50 quid in the ashtray job.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if a car matters that much, you know, piece of metal, well then why not give the guard? I think guard always should have had body cam anyway. Again, for their own protection too. Do you know what I mean? And it's guard across the board. I grew up in Ballymun and I never had any bad experience with guards, do you know?
I mean, I do know there are parents out there of children maybe who do live in, say, Ballymun, Ballyfermot, or areas that would have a high activity of antisocial behaviour. And they will say, and I would agree with them in some sense, that their kids, when I say their kids, they're teenagers, are picked on because of where they come from and who they might hang around with. And that, you know, tasers might be used in certain situations where it's unnecessary. And I do understand that argument.
Now, yeah, there's also, you know, that's a two-sided coin, Niall, because you have an awful lot of parents who just won't take responsibility for the carry on of their kids as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen guards, yeah, of course, we all see videos where kids are harassed and kids are, you know, teenagers beaten up, and it's not right. Of course it's not right. It's indefensible. But you also have the guards trying to do a job to stop these little thugs grown up into complete scumbags, and you have parents saying, my little Johnny or my little Mary wouldn't do, you know, did nothing wrong. And they did do wrong.
Yeah,
no, you have little bollock syndrome right across the board everywhere.
Right.
You know.
I've never heard that syndrome before, by the way. That's a Dublin syndrome, isn't it? All right, listen, I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Liz believes it's a good idea, provided they introduce it simultaneously with body cams for all guards. In other words, so if they are going to use it, at least they're answerable to somebody. Somebody takes it and says, no, they could easily delete the body cam. Well, then they'd be in serious trouble, wouldn't they, if they deleted the body cam or turned it off while they were using it? Somebody else says, absolutely not, Niall. I've seen some videos online where people are just stopped at a regular checkpoint or stopped for speeding, get out of the car, and they're tased for even looking the wrong way at a police officer. We can't have that in this country. We can't go down that road. Somebody else says, Niall, absolutely, you on a daily basis don't have to deal with these scumbags. Unfortunately, Garda Síochána Síochána do, and their lives are in danger. So keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Would you trust the frontline members with tasers? Let me know. Here's some of your WhatsApp messages.
Niall, some of them guards can't be trusted with a notepad and a pen. And you want to put a taser in their hand? I mean, some of them wouldn't even run a bat, not alone on this.
You can see you without a faith.
Hi, Niall. Sorry now. I definitely think they should be armed with tasers. And that thing about the armed response unit, there's not thousands of them. They can't be everywhere. And the call usually goes to the local station. So yes, if they had a taser, I have no problem if somebody was running around with a gun and I was at risk, or my family, and the guards came along with a taser, I'd have no problem with them taking them down. They definitely need it. It's ridiculous. The criminals are running this country. It's about time now the guards were given more powers. People should put themselves in their shoes, what it's like.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a point there. You should put yourselves in the shoes of an Garda Síochána who arrives at a very dangerous situation, because I certainly wouldn't do it for all the money in the world.
Hi, Niall, Stephen here. Yes, I absolutely would support our Gardaí getting tasers, and I would trust them to use them correctly for two reasons. One, clearly strict guidelines would be issued. And secondly, within the next 12 months, all Gardaí will be wearing body cams anyway. So that in itself is an additional protection. But I mean, guards now are facing threats continuously that weren't there 10, 20 years ago. So they do need to protect themselves. And many other unarmed police forces, such as the British police, carry tasers. So why not Ireland? We have to protect ourselves and put normal society before criminals.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, Stephen. And in relation to what they do in other countries, I suppose there's always an argument that we don't just do something because other countries do it. Because, I mean, if we looked at America, for example, we would be arming the guards with pistols. And I don't know whether we should go down that route or not. We are an unarmed force, always have been. And I would hate to think that we would go down that route, because I think that would have serious implications going forward if we start giving them guns. But I don't think that's what you're suggesting, by the way. But I just, that argument that just because another country has something that we should do it, I don't always think that works out that well. But in saying what you said, in relation to guards arriving at a scene, for example, which is a dangerous situation where there's aggressive people or dangerous people and all they have is a hand with skin on it and a stick in their hand, well, yeah, they should have something else, shouldn't they, to protect themselves and to protect the general public too, because that's their job. The argument against it is, unfortunately, Stephen, that we have seen a lot of corruption within the Garda Síochána. Too much, to be honest with you. Most guards are good people and do a good job. But unfortunately, we all know there's a few assholes out there. And they would use their on a power trip. Because the majority of complaints that go to the Ombudsman every single year in relation to Garda Síochána is abuse of power. And they're the majority of complaints. Abuse of power, abuse of the uniform. And those individuals are the ones that would use it indiscriminately. So little Johnny is in Temple Bar. He's acting the maggot a bit. He's not a huge danger to society. He's just a bit drunk and pissed and having, you know, and annoying people. Maybe he started a bit of a fight with somebody. And all of a sudden, you know, a guard comes along and he's incapable of dealing with him because maybe he's not fit enough. And he tases him. Little Johnny falls. When I say little Johnny, 17 or 18 year old Johnny falls, smacks his head off the ground and dies. Where do we stand then? He didn't deserve to die. He might have been an idiot, but he didn't deserve to die. And that can happen too. We have to take that into consideration. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me know what you think. Should on Garda Síochána frontline members all have tasers? James, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon, Niall, to you.
Good afternoon to you, James. Nice to speak to you. Hope you're in good health and fit form.
Still around in a minute, Niall.
He's still hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. James, it's a good idea.
Oh, good idea. Fully for it, Niall. I trust the Gardaí. We don't have an American police force here. We don't have George Floyd incidents. We don't have people running away and getting shot in the back, which you have in America all the time. So we have a completely different police
force.
Well,
that's because we don't have guards with guns. But maybe if we did have guards with guns and tasers, we would have more George Floyd. Well, George Floyd wasn't shot, obviously. But we would have instances like that.
Well, we have Irish young men and young women, same nationality, just over the border, which you're familiar with, Niall, in Northern, and they're fully armed all the time.
They are.
The PSNI. So if we can trust them, why can't we trust our lads down here? So I've always been for a fully armed police force here, Niall.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of any, well, maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, but I haven't heard of any incidents up north where people were shot indiscriminately by the police.
No, they have a very good record of PSNI, in fairness to them. Mm-hmm. So I have no problem with the Gardaí having tasers. Only the other day, that wasn't the other day, but a month ago now, in a satellite town, which is outside the city here, and I won't name the town because it's got a very bad reputation for young people with antisocial behaviour. And two Bangardi arrived at about 12 o'clock at night to a green area where there was about 30 young fellas drinking. They were about 15, 16, 17 that way. And they ordered them to go home because naturally at that hour of night they shouldn't be out.
It was antisocial, yeah.
You know what's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
So one of them got very aggressive towards the Gardaí and the two Bangarda. And they kicked out at them. So they decided to arrest him. They had to arrest him. And they put him in the back of the car. Then the whole lot of them set upon the two Bangarda.
Right.
And they beat the two of them up.
Oh, my.
Yes. And one of them will be out of work for about 3 or 4 months now.
That's terrible.
She had to go to hospital. She was savagely beaten. Kicked on the ground, kicked in the head. I'm only glad. It could have been
a lot worse. She could have been killed.
That's what they're facing now, Niall.
Well, I did say in the air earlier on, I mean, it's a thankless job in some sense. I wouldn't do it.
They're facing, see, and a lot of these, and of course, when they were drinking there, Niall, you can be sure they were taking something else as well now.
Of course, yeah.
Then when you mix the two of them together, they get extremely aggressive, young people now. Extremely aggressive, and they seem to have terrible strength suddenly from nowhere, you know, with those drinking drugs together. So yes, I think.
But would you agree with what Liz said earlier on, which I don't think would be a bad idea? And by the way, I think it's only a matter of time before guards have cameras or body cams on anyway. Do you agree that, yeah, okay, but if we're going to do it, we need to roll it out with body cams, because at least then the police, similar to the UK and similar to the United States, will be answerable if they use it in the wrong situation.
Oh, yes, I have no problem with that. And it's protection for the guard himself, where people say that he had to use it, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know why they have the staff protection nonsense they go on about. Sir, everybody is walking along the streets now. You're covered with CCTV all the time. So
yeah, I never understand people who don't want the police or the Garda Síochána to have body cams. Now, I know there is some sort of GDPR issue, but I never understand why people have an objection to that. So what difference would it make?
We're all surrounded by cameras now.
Absolutely.
When I step outside the door, both my neighbours' cameras are trained on me.
By the way, there is, I know, I was reading there recently, there is legislation around that because of GDPR, that if you do have cameras on the front of your house, you know, your CCTV, they're not supposed to be able to see past your front gate.
Yes. Well, they say they want to keep an eye on me now. You know, we don't want an old codger like you be up to.
Yeah, they're watching you. They're watching your neighbours are keeping an eye on you, James. Stay there for a second, James. Carl, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Carl?
How's it going, Noel?
I'm listening to James there. He has no objection. In fact, he wouldn't even mind if the guards were armed, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm glad for him that he thinks that the guards are great. Now, I'm not saying not all of them aren't, but from my personal, seeing them with my own eyes, I come from Pear Street, right?
Yeah.
And it gets a bad name sometimes, but I love it. But I actually seeing the guards coming in and bullying the younglets in the flats. Now, I'm not saying they're angels, but they take their batons out and batter them over that, and then batter their dogs, take their dogs, and then there was an incident there.
And why are they taking their dogs?
Well, you're going to have to ask them that. I can't answer it. You have to ask them that.
What sort of dogs are they? Are they unlicensed dogs, particular breeds of dogs that are unlicensed in this country?
Staff dog.
I'm not talking about staffs. I'm talking about some of those dogs that are illegal now. I mean, I don't know those.
No, they're either staffs or French bullies or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, an incident there that happened a couple of years ago, a friend of mine came out of, it was a couple of years before the pandemic, and he came out of a pub. He was walking down Hollis Street, and the Maria pulled in, and started at him. Now, he could have said something to them, but they jumped out and bent him to a pulp. Now my friend has brain damage over them, and nothing got done. And the guards that done it still drive around Pear Street today and laugh about it, because they tell you, we can get away with anything.
But obviously now I'm only hearing your side of the story in relation to that. I don't have the guard side of the story, but I'm assuming your friend put in a complaint to the Garda ombudsman. I can't go into that too much because that's his own personal details with a Garda Síochána. There is two sides to a story. Always is two sides to a story, and the truth in the middle somewhere. And by the way, if your friend did get beaten up for no reason, that's horrendous and that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But your argument is if we gave them tasers, it'll even make matters worse.
100%, Noel. 100%, Noel.
But would you not accept what James said? You know, that you had two band guards, well, they don't call them band guards, I don't know how to use those words, they're female members of an Garda Síochána, went to an incident the other night where you had young people out on the green drinking at 11 o'clock at night, causing ructions and antisocial behaviour. They told them to go home, and one of them attacked the guards, and then eventually, when he got arrested, they all attacked these two female guards, and one of them ended up in hospital. I mean, now, if they had a taser, they might have been able to defend themselves a little bit better.
But listen, that's a good point you're coming across. For instance like that, I agree 100%. But I just think that the power, they'll go to their head and they'll use it. Now, I feel sorry for them two vanguardists. That's wrong. That's 100% wrong.
Okay. Well, let me just put that to James very briefly. James, Carr believes, he understands incidents where it could be useful, but generally speaking, he believes it'll give them too much power and it'll go to their head.
Well, I trust them now. They have a good record. They have a long record. As I said, they have a long, good record. There's many...
I wouldn't say no, they have a long record, but there has been problems.
Oh, sure. I mean, every police force has got a problem. They're dealing with very difficult people. So
No, I'm talking about corruption. There has been corruption with Garda Síochána. There has been lies. In the past, we've seen some horrific incidents. For example, I don't want to take your mind back too far, but the May Day riots would be one in Dublin, which everybody will remember, where Garda Síochána lied to protect each other. You know, so, I mean, there has been situations like that which were wrong. And I'm not suggesting, again, it's all guards, it's a minority. But his point is that if you have a bad guard in Pear Street or Store Street or whatever it happens to be, and he has a taser and he sees Carl's mate walking down the road and he doesn't like the look of him, he'll jump out of the car and tase him. Sure, who's going to say that? And he's, well, you know, it's the guard's word against his.
But now you wouldn't be able to do anything at that rate if you're going to say, like, oh, sure, I can't give them anything because maybe one of them might be wrong. You can't, you couldn't legislate like that now. You have to, if the Gardaí require it, if they ask for it, I don't know if they're asking for it at the moment, but if they ask for it, that means they need it now. Mm-hmm. And you can't just turn around and say, oh, sure, maybe one of them could be wrong or one of them could be a bad one. You couldn't do anything at that rate now.
I suppose, yeah, you've got a point. I mean, that is a fair point, Carl. You have to obviously legislate as a blunt instrument. So there's always going to be a few bad apples in the orchard. And there's nobody doubting that. There's always going to be a few bad guards, Carl. But the majority do a good job. I mean, Carl, you wouldn't do it, would you?
No, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Like, I have a family member that is actually married to a guard, and he's a lovely man.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, but I wouldn't. Would you go out and go into Temple Bar or think of dangerous places or, you know, where people are, there's a lot of antisocial behaviour and put your life at risk on a regular basis? I wouldn't do it.
100% I wouldn't. Sure, I only live up the road from Temple Bar. I wouldn't even go into one drink.
No, that's what I'm saying. So we're expecting them to protect people. We're expecting them to walk into dangerous situations where there's aggressive people at 2 o'clock in the morning coming out of nightclubs in Temple Bar, whatever it happens to be. But yet we're not giving them anything to protect themselves with.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but I just think they'll just take it to another level. Mm. That's just my opinion, do you know what I mean?
And by the way, sorry, James, just before we go to the break, do you think they should have actual guns?
Fully armed, oh yes, obviously.
Oh, you do? All right.
I said that before to you, I have no problem.
Well, worries me.
We've gone to a different level now, Niall. We've gone to a different level with the gangs in Dublin, so they have to move.
It's still quite specific to the gangs. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's still quite specific. It's not your average Joe is not walking around Tampa Bar with, yeah, you know, loaded with a gun.
There's a 250,000 people in this country own legally held shotguns.
Yeah, most of them are farmers with licensed guns.
Yeah, yes, but not all of them, Niall. I mean, there's 250,000 people in this gun. If we can trust them, why can't we trust our police force, Niall?
Okay, I've got to go to a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Maybe you have some thoughts on that, or they should just arm them with pistols and be done with it. Anyway, as James points out, by the way, up north, the PSNI, just across the border, literally an hour from here, they're all armed fully. They have tasers and they have a gun. And we don't generally, I don't think I've ever heard a bad story about somebody being shot who was innocent. Maybe there is, but I haven't heard about it. Or I haven't heard stories about people being tased indiscriminately on a regular basis. And I've seen a couple of instances. As you know, I live up there most of the time now, or a lot of the time. And I've seen a lot of instances, but I've never seen them using a taser. I've seen them deal with criminals. I've seen, you know, a little bit of aggression in the streets and the police coming over, PSNI coming over and dealing with it. I haven't seen them pulling out their tasers. So I think they do use them responsibly. But could you trust, or do you trust, on Garda Síochána calling to use them responsibly? The difference is, I suppose, the PSNI have always had arms. Have always been armed. And any, you know, new members, all the new recruits that have come in over there, and there's a whole new generation, of course, of PSNI since the old RUC, who have come into a force that was already armed. So they were well trained to use them. Whereas if you're going to hand a gun, or a taser for that matter, to a guard who's already been there 15, 20 years and dealing with situations without it and hasn't got the same training, it could cause a problem. The number is 087-188-0008. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Billy?
Hello, Niall. How are you keeping?
Good. Don't be a hero. It just came into my head as soon as I said the word Billy. Do you remember the song, Billy, Don't Be a Hero?
I am familiar with the song, yeah.
So, Billy, you were in Germany at the weekend.
I was, yeah.
Okay, and so what was your observation when you were there?
Armed police everywhere. No one didn't see any antisocial behaviour. And apparently, where I was, if there is antisocial behaviour, the instigator gets an instant fine of €2,000.
Okay, so it's an on-the-spot public order fine.
Yeah, if you throw a punch in a pub in Germany, the bar staff will see you, they'll identify who you are, and you will get your on-the-spot fine.
They suggested this, Minister O'Donoghue, who was Minister for Justice back in the early part of 2000, and he suggested at the time that we gave out public order fines, say in places like Temple Bar, where literally like penalty points, so to speak, that, you know, the guard could have his little book there. And if he, well, obviously it'd be now digital nowadays, but if he saw you and you were starting around Temple Bar with your missus or with anybody for that matter, that you would immediately get an €85 on the spot fine.
But 85 euros for a lot of people, well, some people it's a lot. But
that's what it was at the time.
It doesn't disincentivize it. But like as your previous caller James was saying there, Two female guards getting attacked by a group of youths in Cork, and you know, that should be, you know, the the juvenile liaison officers and that that deal with that usually, like, it's not a disincentive to people. Like, if it hit their pocket big time, they would stop behaving in that way, I would say.
Okay, and in relation to the tasers or guns, for that matter, do you believe tasers, guns?
Yeah, but like, if you think about it this way, every time a taser is discharged or a gun is used, they'll have to write a report on it. Mm. It'll be investigated. You'll have GSOC and that coming in to investigate every time that taser is used, make sure that it was used in a correct manner. It's not going to be the Wild West.
I'm not suggesting it would be, but I have seen videos in America. I've seen some of these videos on YouTube of the police using tasers indiscriminately. And I've seen an old man getting out of a car, speeding or something like that. He got out of the car, and just because he said something a little bit smart, he was tased. And the man had a heart attack and died.
Very different type of policing in America, number one. And number two, if you're pulled over by the police, I've been to America, been on the roads, as I know you have, like, you're always told, stay in the car. Mm-hmm. Don't get out of the car, because they see that as being an act of aggression. They don't know what you're going
to
do.
No, I think they told him to get out of the car. But what he said something smart and then they tased him. Anyway, the man had a heart attack and died. Now, in the UK, there's been 200 deaths, fatalities from tasers since they introduced them in 2003. Sounds like a big number, but I suppose in nearly 20 years, it's not a huge number, but it's still 200 people who died unnecessarily.
You put that into the perspective of a population of 60 million, and, you know, it's a very low percentage of the population.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you think about how many interactions those 60 million people have with police on a daily basis, it's probably a minuscule amount of the interactions that people have had with the police that have led to that.
Do you think that, you know, once they have the taser on their side, and it does look like a gun as well, by the way, but mind you, they're normally yellow. But do you think having the taser on their side or having a gun on their side is a deterrent for most little scumbags to behave themselves?
I would say it is, yes. I was listening to the radio this morning, and there was something on about the guard that was attacked. Was it in Cavan earlier on in February?
Mm.
Like, that guy was out working on his own. Like, he didn't have any, because of the numbers of the guards at the moment, but he was on his own and had no way of defending himself outside of a baton. I don't know how many people attacked him, but, like, again, if we're expecting guards to go out and operate on their own, there needs to be something there for them to be able to defend themselves with.
Yeah, well, I keep thinking of this incident with Stephen Dowling up in Donegal, who went out with a high-powered rifle, you know, in the Glenties there, and start, you know, shooting indiscriminately in the middle of the village. Could have killed people, but didn't, start shooting at the guards who arrived as well. So the first responders were the two local guards in a police car, and all they have is a nightstick.
Yep. And you know, I know we have the armed response units.
They're not going to get to Donegal that quickly.
But they're not going to get there that fast.
No.
So it's a case that, you know, you need to think sensibly about it. Now, against the high-powered rifle, a taser's not going to do much, because you're probably not going to get close enough to use it.
No, I was referring to actually arming them, I'm talking about.
Oh, arming them. Again, a pistol isn't going to do much against the high-powered rifle.
Well,
you know, from
a distance, good shot.
you're probably talking getting within 30 or 40 yards of the person before you can get that good shot. So, you know, it's a situational thing. But I don't think we should go the American model. But there is models of policing in Europe that have been very successful for a number of years or a number of decades, and, you know, where there's very few deaths resulting in police interactions. So I don't see why it's a big issue.
All right, well, listen, Billy, thanks for that. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Billy doesn't see it's a big issue. He thinks, well, absolutely, you can't have police arriving with a hand with some skin on it. Here's some of your WhatsApp messages coming in, by the way, as well.
I would have always said yes to tasers and the guards until I read an article this morning where majority of the guards aren't even trained to use the emergency lights on the car. So can we trust them to be trained to use the tasers properly?
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to use the blues, should they not? Unless, of course, you know, they get permission to use them. They have to, unless they have to get permission from a sergeant or something, isn't it, to use them, the blues?
Hi, Niall. I totally agree with the guards being armed with tasers. Like, but you're making it sound like the first thing they're going to do is going to tase little Johnny if he's annoying in the middle of Temple Bar. Like, even the armed guards, they don't go in and shoot first and ask questions later. Just because they're armed with tasers doesn't preclude them from doing their job before they feel it necessary to use what's considered excessive force. Like, I understand with the corruption and stuff, but I really, really think that they should be armed, because the lads have bullets and they have, as you said, skin with a stick at the end of it. Thank you. Sorry, can't come on. Bye-bye.
All right, and there's one here I wanted to read out as well. I read the use of tasers and guns. My daughter is a Garda stationed in the worst part of Dublin, and despite, I think, taser guns are a great form of defence, a study from the USA shows that they are used as a form of torture in more cases than necessary for arrest purposes. For that reason, it would provoke more attacks on the Garda conducting their job. Please don't read out my name, and I'll just play one more WhatsApp message for you if I have time. Yes,
Paul here. Sorry I can't come onto the show. Although I have no trust for Garda Síochána, I don't particularly like them from experience in the past. Not that I did anything wrong, but they should be armed, definitely, because there is a terrorist threat in this country that will eventually come to be. We will see what other countries have seen in the past, London, Germany, and that's going to happen. So they do need to be armed because we need a rapid response when that does happen. Thanks. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
All right. There's a terrorist threat in the future. He believes Ireland is certainly becoming a more dangerous place, similar to London and other capital cities around the world, because people move freely around the world. So that's obviously what he's referring to. And he believes that in the future, we will need a more proactive defence force.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.